Mali's new president has named the members of his cabinet, a diverse and representative team challenged with reviving a nation torn by political and sectarian divisions. President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita announced the 34-member team in the days following his September 4th inauguration. The United States congratulates President Keita and looks forward to working with him and his cabinet as they begin addressing Mali's most pressing challenges, including those of national reconciliation, security sector reform, and strengthening the nation's democratic institutions. Toward this end, our government is lifting the restrictions placed on U.S. aid to Mali following the military coup that forced President Amadou Toumani Touré from office in March 2012. Under U.S. law, but for humanitarian and electoral assistance, foreign aid is barred to nations following the unconstitutional removal of duly elected head of state. President Keita's inauguration last week and the Deputy Secretary of State's determination that a democratically elected government has taken office in Mali removes this bar. The United States will now resume a normal bilateral development assistance relationship. Meanwhile, assessment will continue on when and how to re-engage with Malian security services. Any eventual resumption of military aid will give priority to reforming the security sector, establishing professional norms, reasserting civilian authority, and the rule of law. The transparent and credible manner in which Mali's August 11th presidential runoff election was conducted honors the nation's democratic tradition and reflects the progress that the nation has made over the past 18 months. To help further that progress, the United States will coordinate closely with our partners in the international community and the newly elected government there to support comprehensive and effective solutions that promote development and security throughout the nation.